All right, we're diving into a case today that's a lot more interesting than it might seem at first glance.
Oh, yeah.
We're looking at Luton Bridge Company versus Rockingham County, North Carolina.
Okay.
Sounds kind of dry, right?
Yeah.
A contract dispute.
Right.
But trust me, this one has some twists and turns you wouldn't believe.
All right, I'm intrigued.
We're going to unpack it all. We've got court documents, legal analysis.
Oh, wow.
Get ready for some political drama, some questionable decisions, and a bridge that leads, well, nowhere.
A bridge to nowhere. Okay, you definitely have my attention.
Yeah. So what makes this case so fascinating is that the county actually admitted to breaching the contract.
Really? So what's the issue then?
Well, you'd think that would be the end of it, right? Huh. Like, okay, we breached it, case closed.
Yeah, you would think so.
But no. The real fight, the legal battle, was about the amount of damages the company could recover.
Ah, I see. So how much they could get for the breach.
Exactly.
Okay.
So to really understand how we got to this point, we've got to go back to the beginning.
All right, let's do it.
January 1924, Luton Bridge Company. They're celebrating. They just secured a contract to build a bridge for Rockingham County.
Sounds like a good start.
It is, but there's a but.
Always a but.
The vote amongst the county commissioners to approve this thing. It wasn't exactly smooth sailing. More like a split decision.
Oh.
Three in favor, two firmly against.
Hmm, that's interesting.
And that right there is a key detail.
How so?
Well, having two commissioners so against it from the start, it kind of foreshadows how the county tries to back out of the deal later.
Yeah, you can kind of see it coming.
It's like a crack that just gets wider and wider.
Yeah, a warning sign.
Fast forward just 1 month.
Okay.
One of the commissioners who voted for the bridge, W.K. Pruitt, he resigns.
He resigns.
Yeah, resigns. But then, and this is where it gets juicy.
Oh, boy.
He tries to withdraw his resignation.
Wait, what?
I know. Total plot twist, right?
Yeah, like out of a soap opera.
But the clerk who's responsible for all this, they're not having it.
Oh, no.
They go ahead and appoint a replacement commissioner. Can you imagine the chaos?
Oh, I bet there was some strong opinions flying around.
Oh, absolutely. And legally speaking, this is where things start to get really interesting.
Okay, why is that?
Well, now the big question becomes, was Pruitt's resignation even official? Like, legally binding.
Right, because if it wasn't, then appointing a replacement wouldn't be valid.
Exactly. And if the replacement isn't valid, well, then the new board's decisions might not be valid either.
Oh, so this is important for what happens next.
Absolutely. So while all this is going on, this whole resignation drama, the new board, with the replacement commissioner, they decide they don't want the bridge after all.
Oh, wow.
They declare the whole contract invalid.
Just like that.
Yep. And they tell Luton Bridge Company to stop construction.
So did they stop?
That is the million-dollar question, and it gets to the heart of the case. See, the county is arguing they had the right to cancel.
Right, because of the new board?
Exactly. But remember, the whole legitimacy of that replacement commissioner is still up in the air.
So their argument might not hold water.
It's a real legal tangle.
Yeah.
And right in the middle of all of this, Luton Bridge Company makes a bold decision.
What did they do?
They keep building.
They kept building the bridge.
Yep. Even though the county told them to stop.
Wow. That's risky.
It is. And that's where this idea of mitigating damages comes into play.
Okay, what's that?
Essentially, it means if someone breaks a contract, the other party, they can't just keep racking up expenses and expect to get fully paid.
Oh, so you have to try to minimize the damage.
Exactly.
Okay. Interesting. So Luton Bridge Company, they were taking a gamble.
They definitely were. And just when you think this story couldn't get any wilder, guess who reappears?
I have no idea who.
Pruitt, Pratt, and McCollum.
The original commissioners.
The ones who were all for the bridge. Yep, they come back.
Why?
And they pull a move that nobody saw coming. Just as the lawsuit is filed, they show up and submit an answer that basically admits the county's liability.
Whoa, hold on. They admitted the county was in the wrong.
It seems that way, but here's the thing. These guys haven't been involved in county government for months.
Right, they resigned. Well, some of them did.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So was their answer even legally valid?
Yeah. Could they even do that?
That's what the court had to figure out. And it just adds another layer of complexity to this whole saga.
This is getting more and more complicated.
It is.
Yeah.
But it's also what makes this case so fascinating.
Ooh.
It really highlights the twists and turns that can happen in the legal world.
Yeah, and how a seemingly simple contract dispute can turn into something much bigger.
Absolutely. And we're just getting started. There's a lot more to uncover in this case, so stay tuned.
So the court, they had this big decision to make, right? Was that answer from those commissioners, was it legally binding?
Right, and was the replacement commissioner even legit?
Yeah, all those questions from earlier. Uh-huh. And this is where it all really comes down to those procedural questions.
And what did they decide?
The court ruled that, no, the answer from those three commissioners wasn't legally binding.
Oh, wow.
And they said, yes, the replacement commissioner was a legitimate official.
So the county, their attempt to cancel the contract, that was actually valid.
Exactly. So Luton Bridge Company, their decision to keep building, even after being told to stop.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't work out so well for them.
Because of that mitigating damages thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's a perfect example of why that's so important.
So even though they had this contract and they thought it was valid, they ended up kind of hurting themselves.
You could say that. It really shows that tension between, you know, what's legal and what's practical.
Mm.
In this case, continuing to build that bridge just meant they lost even more money.
Yeah, makes sense.
And that's going to affect how much they can recover in the end.
So what happened to them in the end? What was the final outcome?
Well, because they kept building, even after the county said to stop, the court didn't give them the full contract price.
Oh.
They only got money for the work they did before they were told to stop.
Okay.
Plus the profit they would have made if they had finished the whole project.
So for our listeners out there, let's say you're in a similar situation. Someone breaks a contract. What are the big things to learn from this Luton Bridge case?
Well, first off, you really got to understand this idea of mitigating damages. It's crucial.
Right. Minimize your losses.
Exactly. You can't just keep spending money and expect to get it all back.
So Luton Bridge Company, they should have just stopped construction right away when the county told them they were canceling.
Yeah, pretty much. Keeping on building, it was just like throwing money away.
And the court, they saw that?
They did. It's a good reminder that sometimes stepping back can save you a lot of trouble later on.
So stopping the bleeding is the first thing. But what about getting your money back? What do you do?
That's where things can get tricky. It's important to really look at your options, legally speaking.
All right.
And a lot of times, talking to a lawyer is the best way to go.
Makes sense.
You might be able to work out a deal with the other party, or you might have to sue them.
So knowing your contract inside and out, that's got to be key.
Oh, absolutely. You need to know what you're entitled to, what you have to do, and all the legal stuff that applies to your situation.
Yeah, it can be a lot to figure out on your own.
It can. So getting legal help is often the smartest move.
So for anyone out there dealing with contracts, this is really important stuff to keep in mind.
Yeah, a little bit of prevention can save you a ton of headaches and money problems down the road.
Absolutely.
Oh.
And thinking about this bridge to nowhere, it's kind of funny, right? This bridge just sitting there in the woods. Totally useless.
Yeah, it is.
All because of a change of plans and all these legal battles.
It really shows you how important communication and planning are. If the county had been upfront about what they wanted from the start, or if Luton Bridge Company had been more willing to compromise, maybe all this could have been avoided.
It's true. But then I guess we wouldn't have this interesting case to talk about.
Right. And it does give us some good lessons for anyone working with contracts.
Yeah, definitely. It reminds us that even simple contracts can become really messy.
And that understanding your legal rights and what you're supposed to do is super important.
Okay, before we wrap this up, I want to try something. Let's put ourselves in Luton Bridge Company's shoes for a minute.
Okay.
You've got this contract. You've already put in time, money, resources, and then bam, the county tries to back out.
Yeah.
What would you do?
Man. That's a tough one.
Right.
Easy to look back now and say what they should have done.
Uh-huh.
But when you're in the moment, so much at stake, it's different.
Totally.
Yeah.
So do you play it safe, cut your losses, try to get some money back through the courts?
Right.
Or do you just keep going, finish the project, fight for the full payment?
It's like risk versus reward. No easy answer.
Yeah.
You got to weigh what you could lose against what you could gain.
And Luton Bridge Company, they took the risk and it didn't pay off.
Nope. But we can learn from that, right? Be more careful in our own situations.
Definitely. So, big takeaway here. Contracts can be tricky.
Yeah.
And sometimes, even when you think you're right, things don't go your way.
That's the legal world for you.
So, to everyone listening, if you're ever in a similar spot, remember Luton Bridge Company. Think it through.
Right.
Look at all your options, the risks, and don't be afraid to get advice from an expert.
Exactly.
Okay.
And hey, maybe someday we'll be talking about your case on the show.
Uh-huh. Maybe. But seriously, make sure your contracts are solid, know your legal stuff, and watch out for those unexpected problems that can pop up. And don't forget about that bridge to nowhere, a reminder to communicate clearly and make smart decisions. Thanks for joining us on this Dan Dive. We'll see you next time.